Now, from the world stage on to the theatrical one, Prague's Divadlona Záhrady may be famous for staging former President Václav Havel's plays, but over the next couple of months it'll be playing host to something rather different. Láska je love, love is láska is a performance in two languages about what happens when an American boy meets a Czech girl. The play is set to be performed for only the second time ever on Wednesday night, but in the run-up to the show, I went along to find out more.
Painter, 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 paint.
Stop.
Right, 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 exactly. And Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Right, that's it.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Eva Chekhova plays the female lead in the two-person cast of Láska je love, love is láska. She tells me a bit about the focus of the play.
It's about meeting two people meet. It's Czech girl and American boy. They meet in Czech Republic in Prague, and they want to get some relationship, and they felt in love, something like a love story. There is some problem because none of which know very well the language of his partner, and there is lots of movement in our performance, which is developing on this comic situation.
Mime is responsible for a lot of the comedy in the play, and there are long periods where nothing is said whatsoever. But there are also sections where both of the actors are acting in what is for them a foreign language. I asked Eva Chekhova if this was hard.
It depends how much you know the language. So I speak French very well, and I'm learning English. So in the performance I play, my role is the girl who don't speak English. So it's not so difficult to this rule for me, because it's reality. And but during the performance I use the French language too, and it's mostly easy for me.
But what about the audience? Would someone who spoke only English or only Czech be able to follow the action? I asked director and male lead Alexander Komlosy just who exactly he thought this play was for.
We try to do it in a way so that there's enough Czech and enough English, so it could be for somebody who doesn't even understand one of the languages. But if you speak Czech even a little bit, you still get enough, and the stories switch and change fast enough and often enough that you're still involved in the action. Ideally, the person speaks both languages, but they need not. I just spoke to someone, and she said, yeah, I speak English, but I don't speak Czech, and I laughed at certain parts, and then there were parts where people were laughing at, and I didn't know what they were laughing at. But that's okay. Why not? You have half the audience laughing at one point, half at another point, and sometimes they laugh together. It's quite interesting in the audience to hear how they respond.
And what did the audience make of it on its opening night?
It's great, and it was optimistic and funny, and so that's what I liked.
There are two people, young lady, young man. They met in a cafe and they were trying to connect with one another somehow. So, and they were trying different ways. And that's what I liked about it. I liked the thing that there are so many options. I didn't really realize that before.
Yeah, I found it funny. It was wonderful, I think, yeah.
And did you have a favorite bit?
Well, it was the way how they were collaborating. They were really very well doing together, and yeah, that's it.
Láska je love, love is láska is on at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening at Divadlona Záhrady. It'll be performed twice a month in the theatre's Eliade Library until the beginning of June.